Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to welcome each and everyone here tonight, and thank you for taking your time to be with me. Let me check all of my stuff here right quick. Make sure I've got my sound up good. Sound check. Hey, Jennifer, can y'all hear me tonight, sweetie?
Hi, yes, ma'am. Very, very well. Thank you.
Great, great. All right. Thank you, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're good then. At least the kitty has. The kitty has been standing at the door crying the whole time. Luckily, she has moved on, so you don't have to listen to my cat yowl at the door. I want to talk a little bit tonight. Not going to talk a long time, but a little while. Oh, let me go here on my phone. I've got some of the story on here. Oops, come back. About Saul and David. And it's just an example. We know that Saul had a son named Jonathan, and Jonathan, I'm assuming, was pretty close to David's age. Anyhow, Jonathan became very fond of David and said he loved him like he loved himself. And Saul then, he kind of brought, instead of letting David go back to his home, he like brought David into the palace and brought him with them. And he equipped him for battle and anyhow, he brought him into his family almost like his own, you know, and he became like his right-hand man. And it said they began to go out to battle, and David was very blessed. He was anointed of God. Of course, Saul had been anointed of God, but David was anointed of God and had a heart after God. And as he went out in battle, God was with him. And then, you know, David was called to be there. I mean, there's no doubt about that, that David was called to be there under Saul. He was called to be there in that spot. He was called to that place of being in battle and being in leadership. The favor of God was on him. I don't think anyone would go and say, well, he should have never been there. No, absolutely. David was in the place that he was supposed to be. Excuse me. And it said, but as they went out to battle and David had such success, the very person that originally was like his mentor, you could call Saul his mentor, the one that he was serving, the one that he, you know, that was his king, the one that was his leader, the one that he was literally like part of his household. But it said when they returned, when David returned from killing the Philistines, the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul, playing songs of joy on timbrels. The women sang as they played and said, Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. Then Saul became very angry. This saying did not please him. He said, they have given David honor for 10,000s, but for me only thousands. Now what more can he have but to be king? And Saul was jealous and did not trust David from that day on. They said, the next day a bad spirit sent from God came upon Saul with power. He acted like a crazy man in the house while David was playing the harp. And it went on to say that Saul, I won't read the whole thing, but how Saul began to try to kill David. And he realized that God was with him and that God was protecting him. And Saul actually became afraid of him then when he realized that God was with David. And we see that prime example of the very one that David was called to be under, the very one that God opened the door, gave him favor with. Like I said, Jonathan, his son, loved David like a brother. The very one that he was to learn from, to be mentored by, to be favored by, then turned against him. And, of course, when he did, it opened the door for God to afflict him with a bad spirit, with an evil spirit. And we don't really see in the word of God of Saul making a total turnaround. We do see where he admitted later when they were in the cave, he admitted that David had done nothing wrong and that he had done wrong. But we don't see really a real turnaround in his life. But I was looking on, actually it's a group, it's a little Christian group on Facebook that I'm a part of. I say I'm a part of, I mean, it's just one of the groups that I have. One of the ladies that lives actually in Garland, she lives in the same town that Randy lives in. She was asking people, she said, you know, tell your story about your spiritual mother. You know, if you had a spiritual mother, you know, tell some stories about spiritual mothers you had. And, you know, I've heard Randy talk about the spiritual mother he had, of how much he learned from her and what a blessing she was to his life and how that she corrected him and she taught him things. And she was someone that he could trust and someone that he learned from and someone that, you know, just really brought wisdom into his life. But then later became controlling and he had to finally part ways with her. Not that he stopped loving her or honoring her or anything like that, but he finally had to part ways with her. But anyhow, when I read that, it made me think, you know, of all of the times that God has moved me around or moved my husband around. But just thinking back through the life of so many times that people, and in most cases women, that were in my life or leadership in churches and acquaintances and things like that, that were, that maybe could have been a spiritual mother, but there were situations where that they changed, you know, that it went from mentorship to being used or being jealous or first one thing or another, just various things. And I thought, you know what, we see that in the Word. And so often, you know, really so often we look back and we learn just as many things of what not to do as we do things to do. And that really is a very large part of life. I look for some scripture. You know, the Word says where no counsel is, or where there's no counsel, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. We learn every place we go. You know, every person, maybe every church you're in, Sunday school teacher you had, maybe just godly relatives, a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a godly friend, I mean, just anything, you know, anyone that was an acquaintance or that God crossed your path with, we learn from every bit of it, you know, and hopefully we glean the good things that we get from them. You know, God lets them pour into our life for seasons, and there's things that add to us, and maybe they stand with us in prayer and help us get delivered, and they bring joy to our lives and help us with the Word. And we learn from the parts of their life that can feed us. But then we also, as we're just life, you know, as we see the things go on that are not the thing to do, then we learn from that too. I mean, it's all a learning process from the same person. You can learn what to do, and you can also learn what not to do. And I'll have to say in my own life, I've seen more examples of what not to do or what I didn't or, you know, what I thought, I don't want to ever be like that, or I don't ever want to do that. I've seen more examples of that than I have probably things that were good things to do. People are still people, you know, and none of us have arrived. We're all still growing, and everybody has places in their life, whether they have battled strongholds or areas that they're still working on. But I thought, you know, it's always fun to talk about the really beautiful things of God and the blessings and the fun stuff. You know, it's fun to give the testimonies of deliverance and blessings and just favor of God and all of that. But it's a very real part of life of realizing, let me get my phone right here, of realizing that, you know, we're going to have opposition. We're going to encounter jealousy. We're going to encounter people that will use us and at times abuse us or betray us. And we grow and we learn in every bit of it. Now, it's not all fun, for sure. It's not all fun. But there are learning lessons in every bit of it. And some of it's heartbreaking. But, you know, God allows us to go through heartbreak because we grow through it. And you know, we learn how to cling to God. You know, I have to say in my own life that, you know, as I've seen people, I've seen so many times people that, and God was with them in this a lot of times, that they would get to hook up with a ministry. You know, they would get to really hook up with a ministry or hook up with a leader, and that would be their calling. Some of them, that would be their calling for life. You know, for the rest of their life. Some of them, it would just be for a season. But they would get to hook up with a person and really commit to a particular ministry and grow in it and serve in that and get to be a part of it and have that feeling of belonging. You know, have that feeling of okay, this is my church family, or this is my, you know, this is my tribe. That's the term that people like to use these days. This is my tribe. You know, and just, you know, and that kind of stuff is fun. You know, I've had seasons that I got to do those things too. And it's neat to have, to have a group of people around you. There's a feeling of safety in that. You know, just like, you know, the scripture, you know, a multitude of wise counselors, safety. That there's a feeling of safety and security when you're around a whole group like that and you all have kind of a like mind and like values and your goals are the same because you're, you know, you're working. To help build this ministry or establish it, and serving the people and just being a part. You know, in whatever way, whether it's being on the praise team or cleaning the church or teaching the kids, you know, Bible studies, just mowing the yard, just whatever the case. You know, that's fun to be a part. But you also see that there are many that get attached to a person or people. You know, that their faith becomes really planted in that group, in that church, in that pastor, in that apostle, in that, you know, in that preacher. Their trust becomes in people many times. And I think sometimes that can be a slippery slope that people, maybe they don't even realize that they're going there, you know, that their values have suddenly become like, okay, we're strong. And there is, you know, fellow saying there's strength in numbers. That's true. I mean, it is true. And it can be for good or bad, though. That's the thing about it. But, you know, they'll find that security, that comfort zone in that group, and then, you know, they'll hang on every word of what that particular preacher or apostle says. And many times they won't search out for themselves, okay, is this really right? You know, is this really true? Is this exactly what the Word is saying? Is this exactly what God's saying? But because it came out of the mouth of that particular person that they love and that they trust, they just take it for gospel, you know. And I'm sorry, even most of us, even maybe growing up, we grew up with Christian parents. There are things that my parents believe that nowadays, after years in the Word and stuff like that, there are things that I don't believe even quite the same way that my parents did. So, you know, that's something it can evolve kind of as we go, and as we get our own revelation from God, that we can find it's like, okay, that's not exactly what I believe. And it doesn't mean that we get in a quarrel or disagree, or that we think, oh, okay, well, you know, we disagree on a little thing here or there, so I can't be here. That's not what I'm saying whatsoever. But I will say, in the process of going through opposition or going through rejection, you know, Randy talks a lot about rejection. As you go through things and you're a part of one group, and then things are not right, and God pulls you away and He puts you in another group, and you're there, and then you see some things and you think, okay, I don't want to ever go there, you know. And it's a learning process. And we pray for those. We love, you know, we love people. It's not about holding grudges or any of that, ever, never. But it does, you know, there's nothing wrong with when you see things that are not right and you pray about it first to move on sometime too. But getting back to that, we see at times people that get so attached and put such faith and trust in a person that it's almost like they're following that person instead of following God. And, you know, we've seen that. People, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, there's not going to be any more superstars. And we've seen that in the world. I mean, we've seen that many times where there was such a following that it's like they're following the person almost more than they're following God. But what I have found is, you know, when you're a part of different things, and then for one reason or another, you have to move on, and you glean the good things, but yet your eyes are open to the things that's like, okay, that's a bad lesson that I learned, but you know, I want to learn something from it. I want to grow in it. I want to love and forgive and whatever the case, but move on to where the next place God has me. But you learn in all of it. But through all of that, we really learn to cling to God and God alone, to where we learn that only He is always right. Only He is always, always for us and never against us. Only He never changes. Only He is always for our good. Always for our good. You know, He's never going to have an agenda to take from us or to use us in a bad way. God uses us in a glorious way. He uses us for His glory and for Him. But that's a big, whole different deal than people using you for their gain. And it's really, in that sense, it's a beautiful thing that we learn to just, in all of our learning and in all of our connections and all of our disconnections, that we always find our stability in looking to God and leaning to God and finding our stability and finding our security and finding our strength and our joy in the Lord, and to be able to walk through these things and not let the hurt define us indefinitely, not let bitterness take root, or to decide that we dislike someone or something like that and just realize that, because we were somewhere and it didn't end up good in the long run, doesn't mean we were never supposed to be there. Not at all. I mean, look at Saul and David. And I can see many times in my own life where God sent me different places and absolutely was there for seasons that was God, just totally God in it, and learned and was blessed and got to serve or be a part of and to meet other people and have other connections made and just to be poured into, the things of God. But also when things begin to change or when things begin to turn, to be able, with grace, giving grace and receiving grace from the Lord, to just, to acknowledge that, okay, this time, this season is coming to a close, and thank them for the God things that they poured in, and to be able to, what's the old saying, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, to be able to not let the other things, to not let the bad things attach to us and define us in any way, but to glean those good things and even the things we see that are not good, to learn from it. To, hopefully to see where it began to shift or things begin to go wrong, or maybe see how the enemy sowed something in there that we weren't aware of. And that's where the wisdom of God plays such a huge, huge part. I'm constantly asking the Lord, please give me more of your wisdom and understanding and revelation so that we can move forward in things in Him and minimize, we're not ever going to get to where we don't make mistakes, but to where we can minimize our mistakes and not make, not go around the same mountain over and over and over again. But, I can remember even prophetic words I'm getting at times. I remember a lady and telling me one time, and it was a strange word a little bit. She told me, she said, I see you like a Mustang in a corral, and the Lord's saying that He alone is going to train you, that He is not going to let someone else train you, that He is going to train you, and then He is the one that will, open the gate and set you free to gallop, let's set you free to go with Him. He's not going to let someone else train you. And I'll be honest, I can look back and see so much of that being true of where, the word says God is a jealous God. He's jealous over our attention. He's jealous over our love. He's jealous over who we honor, who we give honor to, and things like that. And I can see so much where God, He would let me go out there a little ways, but then He would pull me back and out. You're mine. And, you see folks, I've seen folks, I've seen some even within my own family that would have a tendency to attach to a person some and then to hang on their every word. And it's like, well, so-and-so prophesied such and such to me, and actually we can sometimes actually make words come to pass in some situations by lining our light, like walking the path that would help bring that to pass, so to speak. Hopefully that makes sense to you. We can make choices that's like, okay, this is the way I've got to go because that's what was prophesied to me, or this is what's going to happen, and, And it's kind of self-fulfilling because we begin to walk that direction to make it come to pass. And I don't ever want to do that. You know, I don't ever want to, I want to let God be God and just follow him and everything and know that if it's things that are supposed to happen, if I'm obeying him, then it will happen. You know, if I just keep following him and walking with him and doing what he'd do. Because, you know, prophets and everyone else, they see in part, they prophesy in part. There's nobody, I don't think, according to the word, that gets it right 100% of the time. We, you know, right now we see it through a glass dimly. So it's just something, you know, when I saw that, like I said, when I saw that on Facebook, and she was talking about the person, and I thought, yeah, but how many of us have not had that spiritual mother that was that we could point out one person or two people that just poured into our life and stayed faithful and stayed true and stayed loyal with us and continued to love us for years and years and years and pour into us? You know, how many more are there that we go through situations that for seasons we glean and we learn and we see things, and then we also see things maybe go sideways. And we have to leave. We have to move on. And God moves us to the next place, and we learn something else, and we make more connections. And then, and it's not always, you know, it's not always that something goes wrong. Sometimes God will just say, you know, you're no longer to be here. I had that happen one time too. A church here in Tyler went there. We'd gone through a season of a sabbatical, actually, of about 3 months. Had gone through a season of rest after going through some things, and I finally felt the Lord send us to a church here in Tyler for just a few months for a healing time. And it was not a time to be seen or heard. It was a time just to soak and heal. And had been there for a few months. I believe it was 9 months, if I'm not mistaken, 7 or 9. And I had gone to one of the ladies, like a little prayer meeting time during the day. And when I walked in and I sat down, Holy Spirit, just as plain as day, said, you're no longer to be here. And I heard him just clear as day, and suddenly I was so uncomfortable because it was the beginning of the prayer meeting, you know, and it was going to go on for like an hour, and I squirmed and squirmed and squirmed in that chair because I'd heard him like, oh, you know, in other words, your season here's over with, this is all. And I remember when the prayer meeting was over, I got up and I went to my truck and I got my cell phone. I called my husband and I called him. I said, did you know that we're not supposed to be here anymore? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, God told me that 2 weeks ago. He said, I was just waiting for you to hear it. He said, because I knew you wouldn't listen to me, which that's kind of sad, but probably true. I've got to hear from myself. And that was it. And there was nothing, you know, absolutely wonderful place, wonderful teaching, enjoyed it. But that wasn't God's plan for us to plant there and just, you know, sit on a pew and, you know, and soak in. It was, God had a different plan for us. So it's not always something bad, you know. I've seen plenty of the other two, and it's all a part of the growth. You know, it's all a part of the growth, and we pray for people, we love people, but we just keep walking with God and keep following God throughout. You know, and we see that even in David's case. You know, he never laid a hand on Saul. That one time in the cave, you know, he cut off a piece of his robe, and just to show him that he could have killed him if he'd have wanted to. But he gave him mercy, you know, and he let God deal with all of that. You know, David just kept loving God and just kept walking with God. And he made mistakes too. I mean, we all know that. We know the word on the things that he went through, but he did keep running back to God. But, you know, he didn't dishonor Saul, and he didn't take out revenge on him for trying to kill him. He let God deal with Saul. And just so it is in life that we go through situations. God connects us. And, you know, sadly, sometimes we see those that take offense at Christians as a whole because they see people make mistakes and they see people that are still in process. I mean, if you're still alive, you're still in process. You're still being worked on, you know. You're not a finished work yet until we get to heaven. We are not a finished work. God's still working on us, and we still mess up sometime. And hopefully we don't do anything or say anything that causes another to stumble. You know, God forbid that happens. But we're also not in control of the way that other people think and how they how they process their thoughts and what they see and think and such. So it's just a very real part of life. And it's just a very real part of life. And those kind of things, I know not many people probably discuss these kind of things, but as a Christian, it is something you're going to encounter. I mean, it just is. And we learn how to do, to just keep growing with God and moving with God. But I have to say, and just for me personally, when I look back, I can say at times there's been quite a bit of heartache behind it, and a lot of times of my mind, you know, my head would go tilt of trying to understand people. But there's a real gratitude to God in that. It kept pressing me back to God. It kept pushing me back to God of going, God, I can trust you. I can trust you. I don't know about everybody else, but I can trust you. And I know that you're never, no matter how many times I mess up, you're not going to wake up one day and say, well, I don't like you anymore. Or, you know, whatever the case, you know, that's not going to happen. Every day, he's still going to love me. You know, and to just keep running back to him, and he will direct my steps, and he'll direct your steps. He'll direct your steps. But, you know, we pray that no one, you know, people do get hurt in church. That's a part of life because people are people. And not everybody in church is, that's in church is actually of God. You know, the enemy goes to church too. But, you know, everybody that's there has situations in their life and in their heart that they're needing healing from, or they're needing deliverance from, or things they're needing to just face up to and say, you know what, I need to change in this area. We can count on God. We can count on God. All right. I'm going to quit with that. Let me see here. I'm going to play another song. There's been several more people call in and write down these numbers. All right. Here we go. So long, but the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this storm. God is in this. Father, we do thank you that you are in our story and that you are in the details. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that nothing is hidden from you, and Lord, that you are so intricately involved in every detail of our life. Lord, and you care about every bit of it. Lord, you care about the things we care about. And Lord, we just thank you that you're able to see the beginning from the end. Lord, you know how our story turns out. And Lord, you're there every step of the way to help us grow, to help us learn, to help us to make the right choices, Lord, to walk in the path that you have laid out before us. Lord, because your path is always a path of blessing. And yes, we have difficulties. And yes, we go through places that it's difficult to walk. But Lord, in all of it, you grow our hearts bigger and our thinking, Lord, you line it up with your word. Lord, you help us to think as you think and to feel as you feel, Lord. Hopefully that our hearts, we begin to reflect your heart. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your word says you're coming back for a glorious bride without spot or wrinkle. Lord, we thank you for just continuing to cleanse us and change us and transform us, Lord, into that bride, Lord, that you're proud of and that you love, Lord, and that you just would take great joy in. Lord, we thank you for protecting us and keeping us and being with us. Lord, for your wisdom, for your guidance, for understanding, for revelation. And Father, we thank you for healing us from inside out. Everything on the inside, our minds, our emotions, Lord, our body, every part of us, Lord, for bringing healing and bringing restoration and making us anew, giving us a heart of flesh. Lord, we just thank you for, Lord, that we would reflect you, that we would reflect you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, first caller here, 828-442. How's Jennifer?
I'm pretty good. Blessed, thank you.
Pretty good, okay. Oh, all right, anything on your heart tonight? Anything, testimony or anything?
Just want God to continue transforming me into that bride you just spoke about.
Yeah, he is.
That's my heart. Mm-hmm.
That's a good heart. Well, let's pray for you, Father. Thank you for Jennifer, Lord. And I immediately see like a beautiful country stream that can start with a waterfall on one end, and it's just a beautiful, like, mountainy stream that's flowing and running. You know, and as the waters run over the rocks, you know, it purifies it. Somehow there's a purification process that happens as the water runs over the rocks. You know, we see back in the days, and I guess even in places where people are in wilderness areas, that they'll find those places where the water travels over the rocks, and that's where they'll fill their canteens, or that's where they'll drink from. You know, they don't go to those muddy steel pools. They'll go where that water is rushing over the rocks. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that it's those rivers of living water that flow from Jennifer's belly, Lord, that you've been purifying, Lord. And it's, Lord, as that water rushes over the rocks, you know, the rocks are rough. You know, the rocks, you know, you walk through those rocks and those streams, it can be slippery, it can cause you to fall. It's those things, they can hurt your feet, you know. I'm sure you've walked through those mountain streams. I know not many times have I been in the mountains, but I can remember in Colorado as a child a couple of times going up there and was just amazed at how fast the water was flowing and how cold the water was and how careful you had to be stepping into that. But that purification process, that cleansing process, that process of just healing and you know, making it pure and clean. And, you know, I know the last time I talked to you, we were talking about God has had you in a time of quietness Yeah, and I mean, I'm aware of that. I know that. But, you know, I sense so much that, you know, even as I was talking about the things we go through and the things that try to attach to us and things, just the places where there causes scarring or hurts or bruises in our heart or things that even can make us be leery, you know, at times, because we can become so guarded. I mean, I've gone through that big time. I've become so guarded at times and protecting ourselves that God, at times, he brings us, and it's so beautiful, he brings us into those times of refreshing and those times of just like those waters going off those rocks, of just making it crystal clear. And, you know, those streams, they're so beautiful. You know, the waterfalls, the sound of the water coming across the rocks and the streams, it's such a soothing, beautiful sound. But it's in all that beauty, it's you know, it's doing something. You know, it's doing something with the water. It's cleansing, and I'm supposing maybe it aerates it during that time too. I don't know that much, actually, you know, really about water in that sense. But people, you see people at times they're ministering, and once in a while you'll see people that you can tell that they're ministering through their hurts some. And it can, at times, it can be, it can cause people to, it's almost like having, you know, people talk about rose-colored glasses. It almost like there can be a veil there that they're ministering through their hurts, and it will come out in their ministry some. You know, it may come out in it's hard to explain, but come out through, anyhow, I'll just say, if, many times when they've got things in their own heart that need to be healed, or places in them that need that just need time to heal and deliverance in areas and various things like that, and just allow the hurts to be completely wiped away, and just the love of God just go in there and just do that beautiful cleansing and healing work that he does. Then you get such a purity, of the Spirit, and such a purity of the gifts that flow. And so that being that time of being set aside, or being just pulled back, just heal and just be loved on by God and be healed by God, it's a really wonderful, good thing. Because sometimes you see people out there that they need that. You know, maybe they've continued to minister when they've gone through maybe divorce that really hurt them, or betrayals that really hurt them, and various things. It would actually, at times it would come through in their ministry. At times, I would hate to say that it could taint it, but in a real sense of speaking, it could actually taint the word some. It would cause them to filter through that. It's a little hard to explain, but it would cause their ministry to be filtered through that sometime. And nothing bad on their part, just that they needed that time to heal, they needed that time to be refreshed, and they needed that time of just R&R with God. So it's a good thing, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a God thing. Many times of God to pull us back and let us have sabbaticals, or let us have those times that he's just doing that beautiful work in us that he does. And then when he does send us forth, it's such a pure and powerful flow of the river of living water. It's such a powerful flow that comes forth then, because it's coming through, you know, it's coming out healed and refreshed and renewed with revelation and insight, and it's not having to be filtered through wounds and things like that. So it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just like the water that comes over the mountaintops and comes across those waterfalls and just rushes across those rocks, and it's just crystal clear and beautiful and has such a beautiful sound. So is that gift that begins to flow from us. Then when God sends us out and he's done so much healing and restoring and renewing, and it comes out just so powerful, you know, just so powerful and pure and just God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Lord, you're doing such a powerful work in her, and have already done so much. But, Lord, that she is going to come forth with power. Lord, it's just such a beautiful pureness, Lord, pureness of spirit. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the healing that's gone on in her and is still going on her. And, Lord, in the empowering, the time of empowering. I mean, that's the way I see it, like a time of growth, a time of like God revving up your engine, I guess is a good way to put it, like God revving it up and God empowering it and making it, you know, it says that, you know, that those in Pentecost, you know, that they came forth, you know, they had been up there shut up with the Lord for 120 days. And then when the Holy Spirit led on them with the flames of the tongues of fire, they came out of there. They had been shut away with God. And then during that time, God did an awesome, awesome work. And when they were released and come out, they came out with power and demonstration for the world to see and changed lives everywhere they went. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord, and Father, that she will see all of the beauty in this time, that she'll just cherish, Lord, and I know she does, Lord, that she will cherish these times with you and, Lord, just really have the revelation, Lord, just poured into her, Lord, and ready to pour out, Lord, when you send her out. And so, Father, I speak a blessing over her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm drinking very deeply of that one. I saw that so clearly.
I still can. I mean, I can see. I just that mountain stream with the waterfall and it coming. I can still see it. Oh, pretty, pretty, pretty.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things in the whole world. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Tini.
You're welcome, girl. God just is just so wise in all he does. Yeah, he just has such wisdom and such mercy for us and such grace. And he knows what we need, and he knows how to make the most, you know, he knows how to utilize the most in us, how to pour in and how to do everything so that, you know, we move and bring God glory.
He sure does.
Yeah.
He does. I'm in awe of him. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, God.
Well, girl, do you need prayer about anything in particular?
No, I'm really good. Just if you want to just keep my kids in your prayers, that would be great. They're both dealing with some very stressful struggles.
Did your son get moved closer to you?
Well, he's still waiting. He's like, yeah, he's getting really frustrated, impatient. He should hear something by the end of this week, but he's almost done with school, and he needs to know where and where he's going and what he's doing. And now I just don't want him to. I want God him to use wisdom. God to give him wisdom instead of just, you know, getting frustrated and, you know, having his feelings lead him.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep. But I'm still praying. He had another interview with them. So it would be his third one. So I'm still praying.
Yeah,
that
absolutely
really works out for him. Yeah.
Pray that God will direct his steps and all of that.
Yes. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. You're welcome. All right, girl.
Couples.
You have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hi. 954-580. I believe this is Carolyn.
Yes, it is. Hi, good night. How are you doing?
Hi, girl. I'm good. I'm good. Good to hear you tonight. Is all well
Thank
down your
you.
Way?
Yes, it is. God is good.
Good, good, good. We've had so much weather stuff. Luckily, right where we are here, we've been spared much of it. We've had a lot of rain, but we haven't had the tornadoes and the flooding that they have in so many other areas. But I just pray everybody is safe and all till all of this passes.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carolyn. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, she's been in a time of growth. And honestly, we're always in a time of growth. But I just see, it's like I see papers in front of you. I see papers in front of you and like a time of growth, a time of is like a time of taking account. I'm wondering how much of this is spiritual, how much of it is actually natural. Some of this may actually be natural things that have to do with the job and school and things like that. But it's like I see paperwork in front of you, and it's like I see growth in the sense of your knowledge expanding, your abilities expanding, your understanding expanding, and this is probably both, but I think a lot of this is actually in the natural. But I just see it's like you going up. You're going up. I see you being like elevated, like you're going up. You know, like you're going that you're elevating even in the natural realm. And you're learning, and like I said, this may have to do with job stuff, but I see paperwork in front of you. I see paperwork, and I see, like, your understanding expanding, your ability to handle things expanding, your ability to cope with it, you know, to problem solve and to cope and to, and even time-wise, I see you being able to get answers. I see you being able to do things even quicker because you're figuring things out quicker. You're being able to not toiling over getting answers or getting things done, but you're able to move forward quicker. I hope this is making sense. But I just see you, it's like you're getting your answers quicker, you're being able to do things quicker, you're able to get through it and to move forward. You know, you're able to, but I do see elevation in your life. I see you, like, and I know I'm repeating myself some, but you're able to figure it out quicker. You're able to get it done quicker. You're able to understand things quicker. You're able to access your answers and all of that. But I think also in the spiritual realm, I think you're also in those realms becoming more sensitive to the Lord. You're becoming more sensitive to his word and to his voice. I think God's voice you're becoming more sensitive to. And that you're recognizing, you know, we can see things, but we don't always recognize what we're seeing. You know, it'll be like, why, you know, what is this? What am I dealing with here? And it's like our spirit becomes, and our understanding works with our spirit, that we begin to recognize, perceive and recognize what we're seeing, what we're dealing with, or what we're encountering, and such as that. So I see it on both fronts, that spiritually you're perceiving things quicker. You're seeing it and understanding what you're seeing. You know, because a lot of times we can see something, but we don't have a clue what we're looking at. We don't have a clue what we're encountering. You know. We might be dealing with someone or something, you know, just examples, you know, some that say you can't cast out a sickness and you can't heal a demon, you know, and sometimes we get to where we know, okay, this person needs healing and this other person maybe needs deliverance and things like that. And those are just examples. That's not saying you're going through that. But I just see elevation, and I see you able to problem solve quicker and easier, and things you're not toiling with things as much as you used to, and not worrying over things as much as you used to, because you're able to you're able to do it. You know, you're able to move through it. You're able to have more confidence in it, more confidence in your ability, because God, you know, God's with you, God's helping you. But I see you I just see growth. You know, I see everything being easier for you as far as things not slowing you down or stumping you, you know, things not hindering you that maybe used to, or not hindering you as much as they used to, and just things just being easier. You know, I just see that there's growth in you, both spiritually and both in the natural, and things, you going through things quicker, you being able to figure things out and go forward quicker and easier than you used to. So, Father, I just thank you for Carolyn, Lord, and I just thank you for all you're doing in her life, and, Lord, that you would continue to walk with her and guide her and connect her where she needs to be connected. Father, that she'll have that discernment, and that's one of the words I'm looking for, Lord, that discernment, that she is able to discern through the Spirit, Lord, and see and understand and perceive in every way, Lord, what she's dealing with in spiritual ways, and, Lord, maybe even things in her own life that she has struggled with, Lord, that she's able to see through the eyes of the Spirit, Lord, and that, Lord, as she sees through the Spirit, Lord, that she's going to find all the answers that she needs, Lord, and it's going to be so much easier than us trying to figure things out with our mind, because, Lord, you know. You're the one that knows. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for promotion in her life and elevation, Lord, that she's gaining ground, Lord, that she is gaining ground and she's moving ahead and she's moving forward, Lord, and that nothing but nothing can hold her back, Lord. As long as she's holding your hand, she's walking with you, she's inquiring of you, Lord, that nothing in this world can hold her back, because you are with her and you are far. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that word. I really can relate, because I have been so intentional about growth, both physically, naturally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. I have been so intentional. I took on a project, and that was what I was going to call you in regards to praying for me, that God will open up my understanding, that I will be able to easily comprehend the materials that I will have to deal with in order to have the project successful. And even at work, I'm praying in regards to God giving me that spirit of excellence, so I will just do well in my career. So it's like I have being intentional in regards to the habits that I'm taking up, being more efficient in my time management, studying God's word more, doing what needs to be done on the natural in order to see the results of growth. I'm just hungry for growth. So when I heard it, I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, by whose He is answering your prayers, girl, and I know your steadfastness in just keep pressing with God, and like I said, even in the natural with your studies and your work and things like that, that
mm-hmm.
you have just the tenacity to keep pushing and pressing and trusting God in all of that, and reward comes.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Well, is there anything in particular you need to pray about before I move on?
Yes, thank you. Just kindly help me pray again for my niece-in-law. She's been just going through a difficult time because her dad is really ailing, and he's on the verge of departing this earth. If it's God's will, I'm praying that God will just grant him an extension of days and quality life, because he's suffering. Quality life just for the sake of her mental health, because she's not doing well at all. She just had a baby and she's not coping well. So I'm just, asking that you agree with me in prayer in regard to God just stabilizing her mind, and that God will just grant her that peace, comfort her heart,
to accept his will whenever that time comes. And in the interim, that God will just grant quality deeds. And if it's his will to do a miracle, let it be done in Jesus' name.
Yes, that's a beautiful prayer too. Father, absolutely, Lord. We agree together, Lord, for this family member, Lord, that for both of them, Lord, that the lady, Lord, would have peace, Lord, that she'd just be able to cast her cares upon you. Lord, your word says, cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, that her mind would be able to be at rest. And Lord, just know that that all things are in your hand, Lord, that she can just trust you and be at peace, God, that you're with them and that you're for them and that you're never going to leave them in any way. And, Lord, for this man, Lord, whose health is failing, Lord, that we just commit him to you, Lord, that we do ask for a miracle, Lord, if it be. Lord, you said that you set our days. Lord, that you set our days,
yes.
That you're the one that numbers our days, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for, we ask for healing. We ask, Lord, for restoration of him. But, Father, we know that whatever the case, Lord, that you're with him and that you love him, Father. And, Lord, we just ask for health and for peace for him, Lord, that he would have days that are filled with feeling good and for clarity of mind and for the lady too, Lord, that their minds would be able to be at rest and at peace, Lord, that their bodies be at peace. And, Lord, but more than any, that they would just set their hope and set their confidence in you. And, Lord, just have that comfort, Lord, of knowing that they belong to you. Just have that comfort that comes only from you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Have a wonderful night. You too, sweetie. All right. You have a great week.
Okay. You too.
Okay, I'm going to drink right quick. Wait up. All right. Wait a minute. There it goes. 240482. I believe this is Valerie.
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm hanging in there. By God's grace.
Yeah, aren't we all? Yeah, aren't we all? Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your grace.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie, Father. Valerie says, it's like I sense like you're tired, like you're maybe it just seems like I sense kind of a weariness a little bit, like just, and I'm talking about physically too. Just sense like a tiredness on you somewhat. And Father, I just speak of refreshing for Valerie, God. Lord, just that the breath of God, the wind of God would just blow on her and through her, Lord, that she would just have that sense of just crawling up in Daddy God's lap and just giving it all to you, Lord, and just resting, Lord. Father, that her sleep at night would be sweet, Lord, that she'd be able to go to sleep, go to bed, go to sleep at a good time, you know, not be up all night, Lord, that she'll be able to just go to bed and sleep at a good normal time, Lord, that her rest would be blessed. Father, you said that the righteous, Lord, that we have sweet sleep, that's one of our blessings. But then, Lord, that when she is asleep, Lord, that if she has any dreams, that they would be dreams only from you. Nothing disturbing,
yes,
nothing across her mind, Lord, that would torment her or be disturbing in any way or wake her up, Lord, that if she has any dreams, that they're beautiful dreams from you, Lord. Father, that her body would be able to relax. I don't know if you're a person that gets, like, jerky in your sleep or discomfort. I know, like, you know, I'll get to rolling sometimes because my knees get hurt tonight. I don't know if you're a person that you have aches and pains or if you have, you know, some people have restless leg or things like that sort of thing. But Father, just speak even to her body to relax and rest, Lord, not only her mind but her body, Lord, that there be no pain, there be no discomfort, there be no abnormal or unnecessary body movements, Lord, that wake her up and things like that, Lord, even that her mattress would be comfortable for her, Lord, that she just be enveloped, Lord, just surrounded by your peace and just sweet sleep and relaxation, Lord, that even, you know, that 8 hours of sleep, Lord, would feel like 12 and 6 hours would feel like 9 and, Lord, that it would be just an abundance of rest and restoration for her, Lord, that her body be able to, because, you know, we can get tired enough that it can even affect our health in some ways. Lord, that her body just be able to be restored in every way, Lord, that all of the chemicals and electrical system, everything in her body, Lord, just be able to be normalized in every way. Lord, that the enemy couldn't try to put anything on her. But, Father, that just everything in her body, because, Lord, we know that stress, you know, stress is one of the things that can cause more problems. But, Lord, I just speak rest over Valerie and peace over Valerie, rest in her mind, pain-free in her body, Lord. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that there just be a peace in her household. Lord, that peace of God would just saturate the very atmosphere of her home. Lord, that even her kids would just be able just to come in from school and just take those, you know, of course, you see guys just seem like they can sleep in a different way than women are, but they would just be able to come in and just fall out on the beds or on the couch or whatever and just really rest and sleep and not be concerned with things at school or things at home or situations around them at all, Lord, that their little minds can just be at peace and rest and dwelling on fun things, Lord, things that kids ought to be able to think about, the fun things and sports and friends and all of the things, Lord, but also on you. Also on you, Lord.
Yes,
but not
Lord.
Be worried
Thank
about
you,
grown-up
Lord.
Issues. Lord, kids shouldn't have to be thinking about grown-up issues, Lord. They need to get to be kids. But I just speak the peace of God and just angelic visitation over them, Lord. Lord, let them just sense the angels just in the atmosphere around them, God. And even, Lord, even just hear the songs of the angels, Lord. Just let them feel that. And, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In
you
Jesus'
know,
name.
Yes. Years ago, not years and years ago, but a number of years ago, after I had gone through a miraculous healing, but I had gone through years, and I mean years, 10, 12 years, that I couldn't hardly sleep. And I remember I had gone to a meeting of Mary John Brock's, and, of course, she didn't know any of that. She told me, she said, you are just unusually tired. She said, you're just overly tired. And, you know, sometimes when you've got enough going on, I've always kind of been a little bit of a person that I would have a lot of energy. And it's like sometimes your body will just kick in and you'll be so tired, but your body will just be like, I need to do all of this stuff. I need to, you know, and it's like you'll just kick into, I don't know, your reserves, I guess, to where you don't even always realize how tired you are. But I remember after the Lord delivered me, and I went through a season there not long after that, and it was a supernatural thing, absolutely, because I never was one that would nap much. I went through about 3 weeks that God would put me to sleep like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, he would cause me to sleep like for 10 and 12 hours at a time, and God did that. And I said, it was a supernatural thing, absolutely, because, I mean, not normal for me in any way. Just literally God. And he did that for like 3 weeks of just caused me to sleep and let my body catch up, you know, and let my body be restored in that time. And it was, I mean, I so knew it was God. I so recognized it, God, because that was not a normal thing for me whatsoever. But see, God had already given me that word. He'd already said, you know, you're unusually tired. And then I can't remember exactly how she put it. And I thought, gosh, I can understand, because I had spent 10 or 12 years that I couldn't hardly sleep. And he just supernaturally did that, you know. So God is so aware even of our sleep habits and what we need and what's been going on in our life, you know, and just what wonderful mercy and grace he has like that, that even in that kind of situation, he'd just come in and supernaturally just speak sleep over you and allow you to rest, you know, sweet sleep, and just allow you to rest. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for even doing that in Valerie's life, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That she just be able to have that time of restoration and refreshing in her body and in her life. I thank you, Lord, for just your precious mercy, and your love for her, your great love, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your great love. And, Lord, how that you recognize every little thing that we need, and even sometimes things that we don't even realize that we need it. I thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Amen. You know, that what you said was right, hit the nail on the head. I have been feeling very tired, and, you know, not just physically, but just across the board, you know, emotionally.
All of it, yeah.
All of it. And, you know, it's a weird feeling, but it's just, it's beyond just the physical. Like, it's
right.
Just like, I have been feeling weary. And so I thank the Lord for your prayers and thank him for rest and restoration. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. That is the whole crux of what I was sensing about you, was just needing that and just speaking that over you.
Amen.
Amen.
I did want to ask go ahead. I'm sorry. You were saying.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. I don't even remember what it was.
I was, I have a court scheduled custody for this Thursday, and I just wanted to ask for prayer. This hearing has been postponed since August of last year. It keeps getting continued.
Wow.
And you know, it's taken the whole school year, and I would really, you know, my prayer is to be able to have my, you know, not my visit, our schedule restored so that I can see my son. And so I just wanted to ask for prayer for that court hearing this Thursday, just that it would actually happen and it wouldn't get postponed, because every time it's postponed, it's 2 months.
Right. Oh, wow. Sure. Father, Lord, in agreement, Lord, that this hearing will take place now, and it will not be able to be canceled or postponed or delayed any longer. No more delay. No more delay. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on Valerie, Lord, and just that truth reigns, Lord, that truth reigns, and, Lord, that your heart is for this boy, Lord, that your heart is for family. Lord, your heart is for him to be restored with Valerie and to have time with her. Lord, there's nothing like a mother in a child's life. Even as adult children, there is nothing like a mother in the life of a person. There's no love like that. There's nothing that can replace a mother. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your justice, for your righteous justice and your righteous decree in this, Lord, your righteous involvement in this, Lord, and on Valerie's behalf, Lord, and on this son's behalf as well, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for a judge with understanding, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And a heart for family, and that a heart for fairness, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, for going before her and making all the crooked places straight, Lord, for preparing the hearts of those that she's going to stand before. And Lord, I thank you for giving Valerie peace in all of this, Lord, giving her favor in it, and Lord, giving her peace in it. And Lord, as well for her son, Lord, that he'll not feel pulled and he'll not feel
Yes, Lord.
That he's being used in any way.
Thank you, Lord.
As a weapon in any of this, Lord, that he will feel the love of a parent. You know, that he will feel love, and he will feel the fairness in it too, Lord. That he'll have peace. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
being with her, and Lord, knowing that you're with her in this, that you're with her children, you're with her son, and Lord, that your justice prevails, that your justice prevails. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you, Sister Jeannie.
God bless you.
I appreciate you.
Oh, well, we'd love you too, and look forward to hearing from you again, and have a great week, girl.
Okay, you too. Take care.
All right, good night. All right, 504-334, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Deborah from Metairie.
I'm sorry, you're from where?
Metairie, it's in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't.
I go by
Debbie,
though. I wasn't
sure 504 was Oklahoma, or if it was some of those hard to remember. All right. Well, it's nice to have you tonight. I don't know if I've ever talked to you before or not. I don't.
No.
It doesn't seem familiar. Okay. Well, let's pray for you then. Father,
thank you
for Deborah. Yeah. Father, I thank you for Deborah. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, for the mind that you've given her, Father, that you've given her, it's like, it seems like you have a real mind for justice. You have a real mind that's able to, like a sharp mind, just like a mind for justice. You have a mind that's really able to sort through things and to see things with clarity. Not a person that's real prone to a lot of gray areas. You know, or not an indecisive person, in the sense that you're a person that you really see things clearly in a lot of ways, and a lot of black and white, and that you're a person that your convictions are strong. You know, that you believe strongly, and that there's a boldness about you. There's a boldness there about you. Not to mean that you're pushy, but that there's a boldness in what you believe and your convictions and things like that, and a real strong sense of justice, of right and wrong, and in people, you know, in people following those things. And Father, I just, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Deborah, Father, that it's almost like a sense like you have a calling on your life for that. I don't know what you do in the natural, or you may be a housewife. I don't really know. But like that God is, like I sense almost that God gives you, has given you a voice, or gives you a voice to speak into things. And it may be that you actually have a voice to be heard and be involved in things. You know, some people, you see some people that they'll get involved in school board things. Other people, they may get involved in legal things or in various things. But it's like sometimes people, they have a voice that's actually anointed to be heard. You know, they're actually anointed to be heard. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Deborah, that she has a voice to be heard, Lord, that there's a sound in her voice, there's an anointing upon her voice, Lord, and even her ability to communicate, Lord, that she has, that anointing comes through in her ability to communicate, and it's like it's almost like it demands being heard. It's almost like it demands being heard, that there carries an anointing on a voice, and it's not just the voice. It's like the anointing to be heard, the anointing to decree and speak. It's like it will cause people to hear. It will cause them to be heard. It will cause people to listen, as opposed to someone that's just makes a lot of noise out there. You know, there's a difference. You know, there is just a difference. Like the same with singers. You know, someone that's a singer that has a real anointing on their voice, there's people that can have a good voice, a really good voice, but it won't touch to the heart like a voice that's anointed. You know, that anointing on a voice, it's like it will break through barriers. It will touch through the heart, and it can actually just breakthrough. You know, there's like a breakthrough on it. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Deborah. Lord, I thank you, Father, that there's
you know, I just said that there's like a call in your life to be heard. There's a call in your life to be a voice in whatever areas God has, you know, God draws you to. Many times our calling has things to do with what draws us. You know, many times we'll be drawn in those directions. You know, some people, they may be drawn to orphanage stuff. They may be drawn to missionary things. They may be drawn to children. You know, many times our anointing, our calling, often has to do with what we're drawn to, because there's that pull there from our spirit. There's that pull there that pulls us in that direction. So, Lord, I just thank you for Deborah. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you've given her a strong mind. You've given her a tenacity about her. You've given her convictions in her life. She has a heart that's strong. Lord, she has a lioness-type, Lord, spirit about her. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God upon her life. Lord, that she'll be led by you. Lord, that she will speak by your word. Father, that she will that you will place her in those places that she needs to be, with the people that she needs to be, Lord, that she will be led by your spirit, that she'll be led by your spirit, Lord, and be at times even be surprised at the divine connections, Lord, that come her way, Lord, that the doors mm-hmm. that may open, Lord, that the people that you may connect her to, that will be surprising to her, because there's purpose in the connections. There's purpose in them. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your divine direction. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, just for your protection, your wisdom, yeah. Lord, in everything, in every area of her life. Father, I speak a blessing in the Spirit of God over her home. Lord, this peace of God over her home. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, Lord, that there is liberty. And I thank you, Lord, for even the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, Lord, just surrounding her home and just saturating her home with the joy of the Lord, the love of God in every part of her home, Lord, and every person, Lord, in her home, every one of them to feel it, to feel that, Lord, even the atmosphere, Lord, to be saturated with the love of God and the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. The home is not always peaceful. And so when you said that, that really, that's why I said thank you. You know, it's, you know, what you say, what you were getting is all correct, but I took my mother to live with me in the pandemic, and it is hard. It is a hard place
yeah.
to be, and she's
so, yeah,
difficult.
Yeah, I just sensed like some turmoil. You know, sometimes the way I might see it is like swirling clouds. You know, swirling.
Yeah.
In a home, but I sensed some kind of turmoil around the home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, part of it, but.
And it could be, it's like a depressive or emotional disorder or something like that, and I've, you know, lived with it, so I almost got re-traumatized because I felt free from it, but now I'm kind of like back there.
Yeah, that's the atmosphere that goes with those sorts of things. You know, you get strife in a home, or you get confusion, and it's like it changes the atmosphere, and that's, you
yeah.
know, kind of some of what I was praying, like the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, that the atmosphere, that it would reset the atmosphere in the home, you know, the peace and love and the joy of the Lord, because that other kind of, that other stuff, it changes an atmosphere in a home, and
yeah.
then we just pray for the Lord and to be led by God, so that it's that gets reset, you know, so that the peace
yeah.
of God is in
it
the
feels
home.
Like a battle sometimes.
It
almost
is
like a spiritual war.
Well, it absolutely
yeah.
is. I mean, it absolutely is. But, you know, we do have victory through Christ. And, you know, God, you know, the Spirit of God can break the bondages there. You know, we can't control other people.
but, you know, our prayers are effective, and, you know, the anointing and you know, the anointing on, you know, there can be anointing on music in the home and anointing and just various things. It can like break, you know, break that that hindrance, break that heaviness that develops in a home or in any other place. I mean, it can be a work job or a workplace or anything else. But particularly in your home, you have authority. I mean, you have spiritual authority in your home more than you do other places, you know, and
even
we can change something. Worshiping, yeah, worshiping God.
Controlling critical mother.
Yeah, I understand. And it is a battle. I mean, it seems like a battle because it is a battle. And it takes some tenacity there for sure.
When you said that I have an authoritative voice, when I go into a workplace, I have people that are like literally kind of frightened of me. You know, they said that they feel something, that I calm the room, but the room doesn't always want to be calmed. And you know what I mean? They will fight you sometimes.
That anointing, even people that aren't saved and stuff, a lot of times they will still sense that and feel that because it's an anointing.
Yeah, they knew it before I knew it. they knew it before I knew it because I always felt different. I was like, okay, I would ask God, help me out here, and He would even ask me to be nice to some of them, which at the time was really hard for me, you know. That was really hard.
That's the part where He works on us. It can be, though. I mean, there's this walk with the Lord, it's not necessarily easy. But that's where He's working on us and making us more like Him. But, you know, people even in the natural, they'll feel that.
But my middle name is Jean, the way you spell your name, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of people, I get called Jean and GN, and occasionally someone will call me Jeannie like they should, but it's amazing to me how many different variations of pronunciation people will do on that.
Isn't it Jean French?
I don't know.
Like Jean of Arc.
I don't know. It's, you know,
that's how she spelled it.
Yeah, Jeanne.
Same.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I really needed the prayer for the peace in the home, and that's what gets me unnerved a lot, you know. I do pray about it. I just feel defeated a lot, you know. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, you have an authority to even decree and declare, you know, go in your bedroom, go in your bathroom, whatever, and just decree and declare that heaviness and that spirit of strife and thing and criticism and critical spirit, that stuff has to leave, you know, and just declare the peace of God over your home. Like I said, if you know, you can play, you know, play worship music in the house or various things. I mean, that's one thing. Put preaching on the television sometime, various things. To me, the music just has such an ability to break through that kind of stuff, though, for me personally, because, of course, I'm a worshiper, and that's a big piece. But it can really reset the atmosphere in a home. But, I mean, you have the authority in your own home through God to decree and declare that stuff has to go. And then sometimes with individuals, the changes may be slow, but sometimes the Lord will just shut their mouths a lot. Hopefully we pray that they'll just feel the love of God and feel the joy of the Lord, because, you know, you get around someone that's joyful, it just spreads. And you get around someone that's critical and negative, that tends to spread too. So it's like, you know, the things of God are stronger than the things of the enemy. We just, like, God help us to overcome. You know, the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of His testimony. When we go in and we just keep decreeing the joy of the Lord and just like, I'm going to have the tenacity just to walk in the joy of the Lord and keep our mind on that and speak those things, it can turn the atmosphere and turn people, you know. It catches. I mean, the joy of God, the joy of the Lord, it catches. And I can remember a lot of times when my mother was still alive, you know, people get older and they tend to sometimes just get, they get more negative, to just literally change the conversations, you know, because they'll want to go to a negative place and change the conversation without, sometimes without them even realizing that you're purposely doing it. So
okay. One time I did take authority over my apartment and I said it, and then she kind of let it slip because she'd say there'd be ghosts and things and, you know, I don't know. And I said, well, they got to go. They got to go. And she said, well, they can't. They said they can't come in here anymore. And I was like, oh, it really does work. It's just that I get worn down, you know, they'll try again. And I was just like, geez, you know, strong, you know, it's hard. I mean, it just, you just get weary.
I understand. Yeah, like I said, I would put some worship, you know, praise or worship music on in the house at times, you know, and just let it play in the house too.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. All right. All right. Well, okay. Is there anything in particular you want to pray about before I move on?
Just that God will heal my mother, bring her heart, you know, not so bitter. And you know, the purpose that you're talking about, I feel that I'll move into it, you know, I guess when the time is right. I've kind of got glimpses of it, but
you might be surprised, honestly, at how sometimes how you step into things in little ways, you know, how that God's, you know, says don't despise the small beginnings, how that in ways you're stepping into that and may not even realize it at times, but absolutely. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing, Lord, to Deborah's mom, Lord, that you just touch her heart, Lord, that you just, Lord, touch her mind. Father, help her to dwell on things, as it says in Philippians, you know, to dwell on anything that's lovely, anything that's good, anything of a good report, Lord, that she would be able to begin to dwell on good things, good memories and good times and things, you know, have her hope restored, Father. You know, have her hope restored and her focus, Lord, switched to things that are delightful and things that are honorable and things that are lovely. And, Lord, just as your word says, and, Lord, we just speak to her body, Lord, just even just healing in her body and restoration, Lord, that she'll have those days, Lord, that where she feels good, or days that she feels stronger, Lord, that she just feels, Lord, that without pain and without aches and pains and things like that, Father, but days that she feels good and feels refreshed and feels joyful and hopeful, Lord. And Father, just that all of the depression and the anxiety and Lord, just the negativity, Lord, be broken off her mind. And, Lord, give her sweet dreams. Lord, give her things that are from you, dreams that would bring laughter to her, even memories, things, the memories in her mind, Lord, that were pleasant and fun and just heartwarming to her, Lord, that she would dwell on those things. All those things, Lord, that are lovely and good and make her feel joyful in her heart and her heart warmed, Lord. And, Lord, just let her feel your presence and feel your love, Lord. And just the peace of God just surround her, just the love of God, the peace of God. Just, Lord, earlier even as I prayed, the joy of the Lord in the home, Lord, just that there be a whole atmospheric change, and it affects everyone there, Lord, even people coming to visit, Lord, that they would just feel that lighthearted joy and warmth and love in that home, Lord. And we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah.
It was good talking with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. You too. And God bless you.
God bless.
251-609. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Sarah calling from
Hi,
a different number.
Hi. You're doing good tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Just really just wanting to hear what the Lord has to say, first of all, and get prayer.
Yeah. There's a lot of crackling on your phone. It's like crackling noise. I don't know what that is.
Probably because it's on speaker. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There's just a lot of static. Like I said, it's crackling noises. But that's all right. I can hear you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just the beauty of God. You know, when I started to pray, it's like I just wanted to go, that kind of feeling. Like when you just let out a big old breath, just a big old sigh, kind of like when you hit a calm, or when you it's like, you know, when you complete something or whatever, you just go, and I almost instantly had that feeling of just, and that's a release, is kind of what that is. To me, it's a thing of like a release, or like a. Sometimes you feel that, like when you've completed something, you know, if you've been cleaning the house or whatever, you do something and you get it completely done, or and you're through, and it's like, whew, okay, that's done. But it's that it was that sense of release of completion or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, just for that time for Sarah, Lord, of like that letting down, that time of like, okay, this is completed, this is done, this is wrapped up, Lord, and that she have that feeling, that big sigh at the end, that big old sigh that we just like, okay, I can relax now, this is done. And Father, I just, Lord, I don't know what that has to do with, but Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that completion and that release. Lord, that big sigh of release and completion, and that satisfaction, Lord, that comes with that, of like how, okay, this is done, this is completed, this is done, this is finalized. And Lord, just that sense of, okay, there's that peace that comes with that too, of like, okay, that's wrapped up, that's done. And Lord, just even the joy that comes with that, Lord, of like, okay, on to the next thing, but I'm going to take me a rest between this and then have a time of refreshing, and then we'll go to the next thing. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for things being wrapped up, things being completed, things being finalized, and there being a season of rest, Lord, there being that season of rest, that time of just R&R, you know, rest and relaxation, there being that time of R&R. For Sarah, Father, and just that feeling of accomplishment, Lord, just that finalization of something being finalized, something being completed, Lord, and that big sigh of satisfaction and maybe even relief, but it feels more like just that sigh, okay, for Sarah, Lord. And Father, I just speak a blessing over her and over her home, over her family. Just the love of God. And Father, I think it's like I see and I don't know if it's celebratory, but it's like I see a gathering of, it's like I see you having like a big meal, a picnic or something, like a gathering of family and loved ones around you. Just a gathering. It's like just a time of like a, almost like it's a celebration, but more It's just like I see like a big meal and a gathering in your home of loved ones, friends, family, maybe both. And just that time of, you know, when you sit around and you just enjoy one another and you laugh and you giggle, you maybe watch a movie, you have good things to eat, or maybe you play a game outside or whatever. But it's like I see a gathering, and it's a good thing. You know, just one of those fun get-togethers with everyone. When there's no fussing, there's no contrary going on, just a time of love and relaxation and just a little refreshing and breaking bread with others that you love. So, Father, I just thank you for all of that, for Sarah, Lord, just times of completion, to times of rest and relaxation and those times that we can let down and let our hair down and just not take on the next care, you know, because we can get in that mode of where as soon as we finish one thing, we're going like, okay, what's the next thing I need to do? Okay, what's the next thing on my list? Because I got a list a mile long, and I check that one off and I check that one off. Okay, what's the next thing I got to do? And we can get in that mode of like we get so busy going from one thing to the next, you know, one chore to the next or one thing on our list to the next thing that we forget sometimes. Okay, let's just take a time of rest and relaxation between these. Okay, I got these things done. I know I've got some other things to do, but let's take a break for a few days or whatever the case, and let's just enjoy and just revel in the completion of this before we start the next thing. And don't forget the rest and relaxation between them. Don't forget taking that downtime and that time to refresh and just relax. Because we can get so chore-oriented or so, I don't know what the word is, anyhow, that thing that where we go from one thing to the next, one thing to the next, one thing to the next. We can get so project-oriented or so chore-oriented that we can just run ourselves silly, even just considering, you know, thinking about it. That we get to worrying about it, or we get so many things on our list going that we forget to take that time just to relax and just enjoy and just to wind down a little bit between it and just enjoy the moment of this has been accomplished and this has been finalized and this is done. Let me just step back and enjoy this a little bit and, you know, go somewhere for the weekend or have a nice meal with some friends or whatever and relax before we tackle the next thing. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sarah, and I just speak a blessing over her, Lord, and over her family, and just that joy of the Lord and that just that peace of God, that rest of God. You know, even the Lord, when they ate, you know, they would lean back, you know, they would kind of lounge when they ate, you know, and back then people did. They would eat, and then they would take that time to just lounge and relax and visit with one another, so... I don't know what all of this is about, but Father, I just thank you and speak a blessing over in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, that was a mouthful because sometimes when I'm working, get finished of doing tours or work or what have you, I feel like, whoa, at the end of the day. And you're right, you can take on 2 minutes at one time.
Yeah, and we can get to that thing, and it's like, you know, we just keep going from one thing to the next, to one thing to the next, to one thing to the next, and we don't ever let ourselves, you know, relax. You know, we don't ever take that time to just have a little recreation, you know, and have a little relaxed time between things because we think, okay, I've got all of these things that have got to be tended to and all of these things that have got to be thought about. But I know it's like the second I started to pray for you, it was like I wanted to go like that. You know, it just instantly I felt like that. So, well, is there anything in particular, sweetie, you want to pray about? I forgot about one or two more minutes.
No, I'll just thank the Lord for you once again, and may you have a blessed night with the rest of the PGN crew, and I'll be reaching out and touching with you and praying with you. That the Lord bless and guide you and keep you.
Thank you, sweetie. I sure receive it. Well, you have a wonderful week, and you take the time to rest and relax and just enjoy life in between all your stuff.
That's what I need to hear.
All right. Well, God bless you, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
God bless you. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate everyone. God bless you all and have a wonderful week. Good night.